No, thanks. So, everything ready? Everybody ready? Namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse Namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse Namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse So this afternoon we have been discussing panindriya, panya. And we have mentioned that panya, the wisdom, has many, many aspects and many, many synonyms, and that it is, of course, in itself, the essence of Abhidhamma. The Abhidhamma, the study of Abhidhamma is nothing else but the all is connected with Panya. And we have mentioned some of the aspects of Panya, some of the synonyms of Panya, many, many we have not mentioned because the study of Panya is the very, very wide subject. In a way, study of meditation especially of the Vipassana meditation is nothing else but the study of Panya. So, the process of learning Vipassana is also nothing else but the process of acquiring deeper and deeper knowledge, wisdom. So when we, for example, before we come where we have interrupted our learning in the afternoon, when we speak of Vipassana, and I guess your main interest in learning Abhidhamma is to understand the process of meditation. Learning Vipassana is also nothing else but learning Panya. And the process of enlightenment is in the northern tradition, just like in the southern tradition, described as the different types of Parinya. Parinya is also nothing else but Panya. So the process of enlightenment is in the process of acquiring wisdom, especially the Vipassana wisdom, because to as far as Buddhism is concerned, to a full to coming for coming to the full clarity, that means to abandon all afflictions. It is not enough to practice samadhi, one has to practice vipassana. And practicing vipassana is explained as practicing parinya. So in this context, maybe we can still mention the aspect of parinya, understanding panyendriya as the process of practicing parinya. And the process of parinya, of the sorrow, understanding how the parinya can be translated, is nothing else but acquiring two kinds of jnana, two kinds of knowledge, which is nothing but acquiring wisdom. So we have anubodha jnana and we have pativeda jnana. We have learned that the lakhana, the characteristic of wisdom, is yatha sabhava pativeda, the penetration into the innate nature of things as it really is. So this process of penetration into the innate nature of things as they really are then has two stages, of the anubodha jnana and the pativeda jnana. Anubodha means the preliminary understanding, we can say. And this preliminary understanding, if we want to attain enlightenment, if we want to attain clarity that cannot be shaken by anything, the first thing to do is jnata parinya. Jnata parinya means, jnata is object of knowledge. Normally, the objects of our understandings are not the objects of knowledge. The objects of knowledge in the Abhidhamma sense, that is why anubodha, coming near to the closer understanding, is through understanding the objects of knowledge. In the Theravada tradition, in northern tradition, the process of getting enlightenment is described as practicing nine parinyas, nine stages of sorrow penetration. In the Theravada tradition, we speak of three parinyas. So first, anubodha, approximate understanding, without which no question of penetration. This anubodha jnana then is nothing else than the jnata parinya, the knowledge of the objects of wisdom. What you are learning now is nothing else. All these mental factors, all these dhammas that you learn, is nothing else but the objects of knowledge. These are not the object that ordinary people in the market talk about. These are the objects of knowledge that the wise people, the enlightened people talk about and teach to others. In order to attain enlightenment, then you have to, the first step after practicing the sila and samadhi is then to understand these objects of knowledge. These objects of knowledge then are presented in your book in the beginning as the four paramatas, and now you have been learning the chittas and the chetasikas. And we have explained most of the 89 chittas and most of the 52 chetasikas. This is jnata parinya. But now you have learned them only with the sutta maya panya. You have learned them with, I hope, with chinta maya panya. What remains is to learn them with the bhavana maya panya, with the wisdom of meditation, not just with wisdom of hearing and wisdom of contemplating on what has been heard. These dhammas will become instrument of liberation only when you have digested them with the wisdom of meditation. So this jnata parinya, the thorough knowledge of the object of wisdom, in our Theravada tradition consists, because you are studying, I think Venerable is teaching Visuddhimagga, Thay is teaching Visuddhimagga. So it is very important to understand that. Then I will stay with wisdom a little longer. Even so, we have so little time. I pay little more attention to wisdom, because this is very important to understand for your study of Visuddhimagga. So in the Visuddhimagga, as you know, the whole structure of Visuddhimagga is based on the Ratta Vinita Sutta of the Majjhima Nikaya, on the seven stages of purification. The first stage of purification is sila. Second stage is citta, which is nothing else but samadhi. Now, the third stage of purification is ditti, parisuddhi. The purification of view. So what you have been learning now so far all belongs to the purification of you, stage of purification. That means third stage of purification, which as far as the tradition is concerned, now you're learning the sutta-maya and the chinta-maya stage, but you will be only able to penetrate this through the bhavana maya stage, through meditation, no other way. That means through samadhi. Samadhi, as we have pointed out, in the sense of correct application of mind to the object, correct application of mind to the object means with mind completely gathered on the desired object without any distraction. That is the condition of Abhidhamma. There is no question of penetrating Abhidhamma really without this ability. And the Visuddhimagga is being closely connected with the Abhidhamma tradition, actually summarizing the tradition of Sutta commentaries and Abhidhamma commentaries. As you see from the Visuddhimagga itself, specially emphasizes this the wisdom of samadhi. In order to learn Abhidhamma, then the Abhidhamma school specially emphasizes the importance of samadhi. Because these dhammas that we have been discussing are objects, jnata parinya, are objects of the wisdom. And wisdom is only possible when one correctly applies mind to the object without distraction. So, Ditti Visuddhi comes after Chitta Visuddhi, after the purification of the mind by means undistracted mind. So, Jnata Parinya means an object of a sorrow knowledge. And what is the object of the sorrow knowledge? As far as this world is concerned, it is nothing else but the nama and rupa. Only these, in samatha meditation, the Visuddhimagga mentions 40 objects of meditation leading to purification of mind through concentration. In case of vipassana meditation, in case of sorrow understanding, we have only 2 objects, no more objects in vipassana. And that is why in Visuddhimagga mentions 40 kammatanas, objects of meditation in regard to samadhi learning. It only mentions 2 objects of meditation in regard to vipassana, panya learning. And that is just nama kammatana and rupa kammatana. No other kammatana is there, because no other object except nama and rupa exist in this world. This is then jnata parinya. Jnata parinya is the knowledge of nama and rupa. And knowledge of nama and rupa with this, with in the Theravada tradition, means knowledge in terms of these 4 aspects that each and every mental factor that we have been discussing in terms of these 4 aspects. Lakhana, Pachupatana, Lakhana, Rasa, Pachupatana, Padatana. So, the Anubodha Jnana, which is as we have said, the jñāta pariññā, consists in defining your sphere of wisdom, jñāna, sorrow, understanding of your sphere of wisdom. First, normally you start with rūpa pariññā. This is the first. Rūpa pariññā means rūpa paricceda, the analysis of the rūpa. This is the first stage of jñāta pariññā. Now, we have explained that for those who are samatayanikas, and now you are learning according to the order of the samatayanikas, the samatayanikas as opposed to the sukha vipassanayanikas, do you all understand these terms I'm using? Jhana yanika means one who uses jhana as the base for his vipassana. That is called padaka jhana. The jhana becomes the pada, the base for analysis of nama and rupa. That means the meditator, we have just mentioned before, as the Anupada Sutta explains, the meditator goes into different stages of jhana one by one, having arisen from the jhana, he sees the mind. The mind, we have already emphasized, is nothing else but the mind in jhana, because we already explained the mind cannot see itself. All we can see is our past mind. Normally you can't see, but if you have learned the mastery of the jhanas, you can see it very easily, because the mind has been established on the object. So it is very easy. Then if one has jhana, the advantage of jhana is that one can see very clearly the flow of one's mind in the door of mental cognition, that means in the bhavanga. Then in this door of mental cognition, in the bhavanga, when one will see the stream of one's mind, and all these factors that we have been discussing, you then, one by one, you analyzed in this flow of mind in the bhavanga. So the secret also of this seeing these chittavitis, the paths of cognition, all is based on the experience of jhana. Without it, no question of any seeing. That is why the Visuddhimagga Abhidhamma tradition so much emphasizes the learning of jhana. So normally you start, always have to start with rupa pariññā, with the sorrow knowledge of rupa. which in Theravada tradition means 28 rupas, of which 18 are samasana rupas, the rupas suitable for vipassana knowledge. Others 10 are just asamasana rupas, just for matter of convenience and for better understanding. So normally you start with 4 elements analysis, chatu dhatu avatana. This is how you learn to see one by one these different rupas. But we have learned in the order of starting with nama paricheda, because we have learned in the order of the living tradition, which starts with a jhana, learning jhana. And when you are master of the jhana, you do not need to start with rupa, you can start with nama. The sukha vipassana yanika can only start with rupa, he cannot start with nama. The jhana yanika can start with nama, can start with rupa, as he likes. So we have started with nama, because I guess for you also the mind is the most interesting thing. And we have started, according to the tradition, with analyzing the different namas in the first jhana, which is the entrance. For further study. Further study means study of the other jhanas and also study of the kamavachara, mental and panchadvara processes. Without the jhana you cannot see the panchadvara, avajana. You cannot see manodvara, avajana. The jhana is a key to this knowledge. And you start with the jhana, we have already explained why. Because these jhana angas, very clear in the jhana, very easy to analyze. Once you have analyzed the jhana angas, then one by one, according to the same pattern, you can analyze all the other mental factors present in the jhana cognition one by one. This is how the tradition does it. So far we have covered the 7 sabbacitta sadharana, the 6 pakinakas, the 19 niyata sobhana cetasikas. And we have come to panya, the first aniyata sobhana cetasika. So all this is within the nama paricheda, within the analysis of the nama. Once you have analyzed the rupa and the jnana, then you come to the analysis of their interrelation. This is called nama rupa paricheda. And the nama rupa paricheda is also in Visuddhimagga, the first vipassana jnana. Without this nama rupa paricheda analysis of nama and rupa, you cannot see the arising and passing away of dhammas in each and every moment of cognition. It is not possible. So it is a key to the whole structure of understanding. Now, in the living tradition of Abhidhamma, after nama rupa paricheda, still comes the nama rupa vavatthana, the analysis of nama rupa, which means nothing else than seeing world just in terms of nama rupa. That means in the seeing there will be no I, no you, no real woman, no real man. No real being. Then in this world of knowledge, world seen as object of knowledge, you just see only these namas and rupas. When this is done, then for the complete purification of you, which also belongs to the jnata parinya, to the thorough knowledge of the object of knowledge, you have to go through the fourth purification, kankha vitarana, abandoning of the doubt, which is explained in your Visuddhimagga in terms of pachaya parigaha jnana. Pachaya parigaha jnana is a second jnana after nama rupa paricheda. This pachaya parigaha jnana means understanding of the interdependent origination in terms of pachayas, of the factors of interdependent origination. That is a subject matter of your eighth chapter, which we have no time to discuss. This is the two methods explained, the method of the 12 nidanas, avijja, pachaya, sankhara, and so on, and the method of the 24 pachayas. This combined is then in regard, this understanding combined in regard to your nama rupa paricheda, and to the dhammas of your nama rupa paricheda, becomes the pachaya parigaha. Parigaha means a sorrow hold, and the pachaya means the factors of conditioning. So in order to understand, in order to go successfully into vipassana and to understand these dhammas as interrelated factors appearing and disappearing in each and every moment of cognition, you necessarily have to go through the stages. Only then you will be able to go deep into vipassana and realize the supermundane knowledge. So these two vipassana jnanas, namely nama rupa paricheda and pachaya parigaha, they form the content of the anubodha jnana or of the jnata parinya. Then, with this base, then you come to the Pativeda jnana, the knowledge of penetration, knowledge in terms of penetration. And this knowledge in terms of penetration, after knowledge in terms of preliminary understanding, consists of two parinyas, of the two sorrow understandings. These two sorrow understandings, after jnata parinya, they are tirana parinya and pahana parinya. This is important subject matter of wisdom as a dynamic concept, not as a dead concept. So remember, they are, if you want to learn real wisdom as a dynamic concept, as it is used in the process of meditation, what is to be learned? The Anubodha Jnana and Pativeda Jnana. What is Anubodha Jnana? Jnata Parinya. What is Pativeda Jnana? Tirana parinya and pahana parinya. Tirana parinya, tirana means investigation. And pahana means abandoning. So the content of the sorrow, the knowledge of the sorrow penetration, is then full understanding of investigation and full understanding of abandoning. Abandoning what? What is there to be abandoned? The suffering is there to be abandoned. And what is suffering? Suffering is, for the wise man, is nothing else but the klesa, the defilements of the mind. And the defilements of the mind cannot be abandoned, as far as the tradition is concerned, without going through the knowledge, sorrow, understanding of the objects of wisdom and sorrow understanding of investigation. Investigation means having analyzed all these aspects of the Dhammas, that means of those phenomena of perceptions which have innate nature, which have sabhava, First, you have to understand the innate nature of the object. This is the sphere of the wise man. This is not the sphere of the man on the market or in the kitchen. It is a sphere of the wise man. This sphere has to be understood. What we normally see is just conventional reality, not the supreme reality, which is the subject matter of the wise man. It does not mean that the wise men do not see the conventional reality. The flower is flower, the book is book, the table is table. I is I, you are you, woman is woman, man is man. The Buddha, the Arahats, everybody see very, very clearly. But they analyze these objects in terms of the supreme realities. That means in terms of the realities with innate nature. And this innate nature is arisen in interdependent origination. And even so, this dhammas arise and disappear. In each and every moment of cognition, in case of, as we have learned, in case of rupas, 17 times the process of disappearance is 17 times slower than in case of namadhammas. That is why we can see the present rupa in the process of cognition, as we have explained. Nevertheless, in principle, all these dhammas, they arise and disappear in each and every moment of perception. So, the book will disappear in each and every moment of perception. The flower will disappear in each and every moment of perception. Only when you see it as the supreme reality, not if you see it as a flower, if you see it as a book, you should be very clear about it. So, finally, the conventional reality and the supreme reality, they appear together and they are no contradiction whatsoever. The man still is a man, woman is still a woman, I am still I, you are still you. So there is no problem whatsoever. But these dhammas are non-existent as far as the supreme reality is concerned, as far as the object of wisdom is concerned. Now, once you have analyzed all the objects of the world in sense of objects of the sphere of wisdom, in sense of nama and rupa, which only have innate natures. No other things have innate natures. So when you have analyzed them, if you take the living tradition in terms of these four aspects we have mentioned, what happens next, then you will understand them as dynamic concepts in terms of the Pachaya Parigaha, in terms of the being the factors of interdependent origination. They are nothing else but the factors of interdependent origination. They are just Pachaya Dhammas. When you have understood that, then after seeing these innate natures in terms of interdependent origination, then you investigate them in terms of samanya lakana, in terms of anicca, dukkha, anatta. This is called anicca, dukkha, anatta. This is called samanya lakana, the general characteristic. All these real objects of perception, all these namas and rupas, they have sabhava as compared to the general objects that we normally see in the world, like this book, these flowers, this table. All of them, they have no innate nature. Their innate nature are exactly these rupas. And the same with the mind. When we say about someone, he's crazy, he's this or he's that, this is just a conventional naming. In fact, it is nothing else but just kalapas, the conglomeration of mental factors which arise and disappear in each and every moment of perception. So, if you think you are crazy, there is no one who is crazy except these mental factors. Mental factors cannot be crazy because they are chitta-niyama, they are the rules of cognitions. If you see the world in this way, then you become a real student of Abhidhamma. I hope all of you become. Then how much of the burden of unnecessary cognitions disappears? And if the burden of so many unnecessary cognition disappears, the life becomes lighter, wieldiness, malleability, expertise, straightness, relaxation, clarity, all these things that we have discussed, they come in. They come in as a result of wisdom. When it happens, then you are a good student of Abhidhamma. So we come to our parinyas again, which we have been discussing. So the tirana parinya is then samanya lakhana, seeing the samanya lakhana, the general characteristics belonging to all objects without exception in the world. All objects means all namas and rupas, because there are no other objects in the world. And because you have studied the nama rupa paricheda and the pachaya parigaha jnana, the knowledge of analyzing nama rupa and the knowledge of the factors of interdependent origination, therefore you will be able to see that these dhammas, no matter how you arrange them in terms of five aggregates of existence, or in terms of 12 spheres of cognition, or in terms of 18 elements of cognition, or in terms of 12 nidanas, 12 causal relationships, all these factors of forming the objects of wisdom, they are then studied as in terms of common characteristics. That means anicca, dukkha, anatta. In dynamic processes of cognition, where they appear and disappear in each and every moment of cognition. This is how you study samanya lakhana, the general characteristics of all the objects. Now, when your tirana parinya, the wisdom of investigation, makes progress, when the vipassana attains maturity, then you will not be able to see any more arising of the phenomena, because the speed of clear seeing will increase. You will not be able to see any more the arising of phenomena. You will only see their disappearance. This is called bhanga jnana. First you have udaya bhaya jnana. After pachaya parigaha, you have udaya bhaya jnana in Visuddhimagga, the knowledge of arising and disappearance. Then after udaya bhaya jnana, when your study of the samanya lakhana, of the general characteristics of all the objects in the world, all the namas and rupas, has improved, has ripened, then you come to mature vipassana, mature worldly vipassana. And this is bhanga jnana, the knowledge of distraction. And this is, with this knowledge of distraction, really starts the pahana jnana. The only when your vipassana has come to maturity, you will be able to see very clearly the leaving of the defilements. Even so, you contemplate the danger and fearful nature of the world. There is no fear, there is no danger, because you are established in wisdom. Then, when you are established in wisdom, you will develop this wisdom into the Sankara Upekha, into the neutral attitude towards all the composed elements of existence. And when your study of impermanence and dukkha and selfless nature of all the elements of existence has further progressed, then you can go into the supermundane stages of vipassana. Then the pahana parinya, the sorrow knowledge through leaving of defilements, will attain more and more maturity. Till the arahat stage. So in between, we will not discuss in you, because I think Taik is teaching you these seven stages of purification. I have only taught you this, the wisdom aspect of this purification in terms of the parinya, because parinya is nothing else but wisdom. So, with this enlargement of our horizon for the study of wisdom, we come back to the viratis, the abstinences, which are the next, after wisdom, the next factors of good conditionings of mind, which are aniyata, which do not appear in each and every good conditioning of mind, but which appear in some of them. So the we have already explained the 47 cognitions in which the mental factor of wisdom appears. Now there are 16 cognitions in which these viratis, abstinences, appear. You should try to become familiar with them. Now we have said already that these viratis, the abstinences, in the kama vachara plane of cognition, in the cognition dominated by sensual objects, can appear only separately. But they necessarily appear together in the supermundane cognition. Now, we have already discussed, I have already mentioned that these viratis, abstinences, they can only appear in the kusala mind. They never appear in the vipaka and kriya mind, in the resultant and automatic cognition. So how many? Wholesome cognitions you have in the Kamavachara plane, you should remember now. How many wholesome cognitions in the Kamavachara plane? 8. Which are the 8 you still remember? Somanasa sahagata, if you wake up at middle of the night, you should start bo 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 bo. Otherwise, stick. The novices in Burma are taught like that. This is not fun. This is a tradition. To be a monk is not an easy business. So, Somanasa sahagata, jnana sampayuta, sasankarikam ekam, asankarikam ekam. Somanasa sahagata, jnana vipayuta, sasankarikam ekam, asankarikam ekam. So you get 4 with the pleasant feeling, 4 with neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling, upekha, upekha sahagata. Jnana sampayuta, sasankarikam, asankarikam, upekha sahagata, jnana sampayuta, sasankari, jnana vipayuta, sasankarika, asankarika. So all together 8. Which are the 8? With pleasant feeling connected with wisdom, prompted with pleasant feeling, connected with wisdom, unprompted with pleasant feeling, not connected with wisdom, prompted with pleasant feeling, not connected with wisdom, unprompted. Similarly for upekha, but all the same, only instead of pleasant feeling, you have neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling. So all together 8. So 8 plus 8, 16. So these viratis appear only in 16 cognitions, no more and no less. Because they cannot appear in the sublime cognitions, and they cannot appear in the vipaka and kriya cognitions. So let us now, our time is almost coming to end. I will give you, as usual, the definition, how it is presented in the Abhidhamma books. What is the characteristic of these 3 abstinences? That means Samavacha, Samakamanta, Samajiva. We have already explained in the afternoon these 3 abstinences. We have explained their 3 aspects. Now, their definition. So, the characteristic is kaya ducharita adi vatunam avitikama. Avitikama means non-transgression. Non-transgression based on the non-transgression in the sense of bodily or speech misconduct. Then the rasa, the taste of them, very simple. It is just samkocana, the shrinking from doing them. I guess you must be familiar as students of Buddhism what is samavacha, the four aspects of samavacha. Not lying, not pisunavacha, not farusavacha, not asambina palapa. You know, you have learned all this, so I don't need to go through this. Then it is very easy in case of our viratis, the manifestation, the taste is just shrinking from this. The manifestation is akiriya, just not doing. And the primary cause of these viratis is sadha, hari, otapa, apichata, and so on. That means confidence, shame due to respect for oneself and respect for others, few desires, and so on. So our time has already passed. Tomorrow we will discuss, now remains only the Brahma Viharas. We will discuss them tomorrow, and that then I will explain to you how these, which factors are dropped in the second, third, fourth, and fifth jhana. And the arupa jhanas, and so on. And then we will go into the other wholesome cognitions in the kamavachara and in the supermundane plane. And then we will mention briefly more we can do, the how to see the unwholesome cognitions. So I hope you will get, before I leave, some picture of the whole thing, and you will integrate it into your further study of Abhidhamma. So that much for today. We will transfer merit.
Akasatta chabumattha deva naga maidika punyang tang anumoditva chiram rakantu loka sasanang. Akasatta chabumattha deva naga maidika punyang tang anumoditva chiram rakantu desanang. Akasatta chabumattha deva naga maidika punyang tang anumoditva chiram rakantu tumamparang.